Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is doing infinitely more than we could ask or even imagine. Amen. Good morning. The front of our bulletin designates today as Trinity Sunday. The concept of the Trinity is one of those great mysteries of God. But this is also one of those Sundays when a particular word jumped out at me, because it too is a mystery, and that word is suffering. And we found it in the second reading from Romans. These two words, Trinity and suffering, have something in common. They both deal with mystery, and they both deal with questions of the heart. Why is there suffering? How do we deal with pain of any kind? Who or what is God? How do we describe God? I am drawn to the second reading from Paul today because Paul gets into suffering and points to the Trinity as a way through pain. But first, just as I began the sermon last Sunday by saying I have a confession, I need to do that again today, but more as a testimony than a confession. Since I was a little girl, I've always wanted to know who God is. I always believed God was real, and I always wanted to know what God wanted of me. It seems when we are children, it is easier to believe in mystery. We believe in Santa Claus. We believe that Santa can deliver toys to the whole world in one night. And if we were baptized into a Christian community and our parents or Sunday school teachers talked about God and Jesus, as little children, we believed that God was real and that God loved us. Here are some children's letters taken from a book, More Children's Letters to God. And I read a few to prove a point. Dear God, our teacher told us to write to our favorite person. So I am writing to you, even though you can't write back, I think, and you are not a person. But I wanted to write anyway. Well, that's all for now. Love, Karen. I don't know how old Karen is, but in her letter to God, she believes the mystery that God is. Doesn't think God is a person, but that doesn't matter. She needs to write to God because God is her favorite. In this next letter, we enter some of the mystery surrounding suffering. Dear God, Charles, my cat, got run over. And if you made it happen, tell me why. Signed, Harvey. Harvey needs to put the blame somewhere. And if it's God's doing, wants God to fess up. Did you do it, God, and why? Harvey will probably keep asking God questions like that throughout the rest of his life. Questions like, why did my daddy lose his job? Why are people mean? And when he is older like us, Harvey might challenge God with deeper mysteries surrounding pain. Why does my spouse have cancer? Why can't I stop drinking? Why are you punishing me? Are you listening to me, God? No matter how old we are, we want to know why things happen the way they do. We hope for answers. And Paul speaks of hope in his letter to the Romans. And in these following children's letters to God, I hear more of faith, hope, and love. Dear God, sometimes I am very scared in my room at night. I know you are there to protect me, your friend, Diane. Dear God, our minister says God is love, and that when we think good things, you are always listening. Goodbye, Linda. Dear God, I read your book and I like it. Did you write any others? I would like to write a book someday with the same kind of stories. Where did you get your ideas? Best wishes, Mark. I can't get over what is being said between the lines in those letters. These kids can't fully appreciate how awesome their letters are. Diane believes God will protect her. Linda wants to believe that God is listening when she thinks good things. And dear Mark wants to write a Bible too, with the same kind of stories, which means he wants to live like Jesus, like the prophets, and like the apostles. Do you want to live like Jesus? Apparently, this kid named Mark thinks you can. And actually, St. Paul wrote lots about what it takes to enter the mind of Christ. But as adults, the mystery of God, the mystery of suffering and disappointments haunt us differently than when we were children. Sometimes, because we have not grown into an adult faith, we don't know how to handle the real difficult challenges and sorrows we face. Our issues feel so much bigger than the following letter to God. Dear God, I don't think you were listening when I asked you to make me a better player. So I'm sending it by mail so you can read it when you have time. Here is a picture so you will know who I am. So long, Bobby. I think little Bobby might be speaking for many of us when he says, I don't think you were listening when I asked. We want God to answer our prayers a certain way. So we do a disconnect between the mystery of suffering and the mystery of God, and assume God isn't listening to our prayers when they are not answered our way. But the promise of God from the prophet Isaiah is that the word that goes forth from my mouth does not return to me empty, without carrying out my will and succeeding in what I wanted it to do. We are invited to open our hearts to God's living word present in every situation. But if we look around and absorb the power and grandeur of God in nature, why couldn't our all-powerful God prevent suffering? Isn't there an easier way to experience the peace of God that passes understanding? When I was in my 20s, I went to all kinds of doctors and non-doctors to try to get rid of migraines, a head pain I get behind my eyes. Before the days of Excedrin for migraines and Imitrex, I went to an assortment of internists, neurologists, chiropractors, acupuncturists, even a psychic nutritionist, and a man who made special moccasins, all in my efforts to get a handle on the migraine pain. I had inherited a biochemical tendency for migraines, which I still get once in a while today. So in my 20s, I heard about an internist in Westwood who a friend said could help me. So I went to see him. I sat in one of his waiting rooms praying for a miracle. In walked a young doctor with long hair pulled back in a ponytail. He looked at all the information I had just completed. You know, those reams of papers you have to fill out when you see a doctor the first time. And this young doctor looked at me and calmly said, "What do you think God is asking of you in these migraines?" I was floored. I wanted a cure, not a theological question. But his question echoed within me for the rest of my life. And his question echoes in this letter of St. Paul we heard today. We boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not disappoint us. We all have experienced some suffering in our lives, and suffering will not be avoided in our futures. But what is God asking of us? What is God doing in our suffering? It sounds like God is transforming us into truth with hope. The mystery of suffering exists even though we would prefer an easier way to grow up. And we even question God when good things happen to us. I offer another letter to God. Dear God, how are you? I am fine. You do good things. I would like to know why you did it. Anyway, I'm glad. I hope you enjoyed this letter. Your friend, Terry. We seem to always have our why God questions, don't we? But I've come to believe that God does not sit in heaven wondering how to make us suffer, wondering who will get leukemia and who will not, what time an earthquake will occur and where, who will run a red light and kill someone, who will take a fall in their house and break a hip, who will go through a divorce, and who will not. St. Paul believes that suffering is a way of transforming character through hope. And to paraphrase Paul, we have access to this grace of faith, this presence of God, and in it we stand. In the first reading from Proverbs, feminine dimensions of God are named as wisdom and understanding. And no matter where we are, the presence of God takes her stand, whether in a waiting room hoping for a miracle, in a bedroom comforting a loved one, in an office enduring pressure, in a classroom facing problems, on the streets of poverty, or in the hills of wealth. Wisdom, understanding, and truth take their stand. God stands with us. The Spirit will guide us through suffering, producing endurance. And from what we have endured, transforming our character in such a way that we experience a new hope that will not disappoint. A new way to live in peace through our Lord Jesus Christ. For the mystery of the Trinity is right here, hidden and revealed. God as our originator of peace, Jesus the revealer, and the Spirit as the power to endure. Every Friday morning, Sarah and I read, pray, and discuss the readings for Sunday, tuning in together as another way to prepare for our sermons. So this past Friday, we were discussing this passage from Paul, And I said to her that the reason it touched me was because of personal suffering. And I know it transformed me. Through seasons of suffering, not just the migraines, but the emotional seasons of stuttering when I was young, bouts of depression, the identity crisis I went through after leaving being a nun, and the wounds of divorce. Through all that suffering, I have developed endurance, even a certain kind of detachment with suffering, because I have come to experience that nothing can separate me from the love of God. I have also come to experience that nothing is wasted. I've asked God to enter suffering and transform it into compassion. One of the instruments of prayer I have used to talk with God is like letter writing to God. It is journaling. I have poured out my feelings and thoughts with God each morning for years. There were times I expressed anger. There were times when I wrote to God, I didn't think I could handle one more thing. Getting stuff out allowed me to become empty, so as St. Paul says, God's love could be poured into my heart through the Holy Spirit. I shared all this today in this sermon because last Friday, Sarah said to me that I have a peace about me that might lead some people to think I have never suffered. But as I have shared, no one is immune to suffering. I have suffered, and so have you. And I have peace because I have asked God to enter my pain and suffering. I have peace because I have said to God each morning, take me, teach me, heal me, use me. And then I sit in silent prayer and let God be God. Therefore, on this particular day we call Trinity Sunday, I invite you to write or speak to God with absolute honesty. Let the Creator, the Redeemer, the Sanctifier bless you. Let God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you. Let wisdom, understanding, and truth guide you. Whether three in one or simply God, go to God. Don't use God's name in vain, but use it. Believe in God's presence, that God stands with you. And if so inclined, write God a letter, like a child's letter to God. And so one last letter to God. Dear God, I want to be just like you when I am your age. Okay? Tommy. So no matter how old you are, may you have the desire to love God so much you want to be God's love and comfort for others. Enter fully the mystery of your life in God. It is the way of transformation into the truth of who you are. Amen.